This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stasio. 33 counties in western North Carolina are in a state of emergency. Last month, some areas got up to 20 inches of rain over a two-week period. Mudslides, rising rivers, falling trees have caused deaths and road closures. The rain and thunderstorms are set to return this weekend. Checking in from Blue Ridge Public Radio in Asheville is News Director Matt Bush. Hello, Matt.
Hello, Frank.
How's the weather is a question I never ask on this show, but in your case, I'll make an exception. What's going on?
Well, it was sunny this morning, but we do have some thunderstorms forecast coming through early this afternoon, maybe in an hour or two, and some of those are predicted to be heavy, but they aren't supposed to last very long, and that's good for this region. As you mentioned, there are areas that got 20 inches of rain. Some got close to 2 feet in certain pockets within 2 weeks. It was just this steady downpour. These weren't the thunderstorms that we're expecting this weekend. These were just rainstorms that just kept going and going and going just about for 2 weeks, and that just saturated virtually everything here.
Well, and talk about the effects that that has had just so far, those previous rains.
The landslides, one of the issues are the landslides and the mudslides. They have killed people. They have led to some other issues regarding roads and road closures. But with so much water falling in such a short period of time, a lot of the ground in this region was just not able to hold it. It just saturated the ground too much and it soaked it too much. And this is a mountainous area on top of that and very rocky. So some of these areas, the ground and the soil isn't particularly deep. So having that much water come in at a time allows that to allows those things to start moving.
Recently, an incident in some place called the Bat Cave. Tell us about that.
So Bat Cave, North Carolina, yeah, that's a landslide that's south of us in Asheville around Henderson, in the Henderson County area, that has that road closed, and it's going to be an extended amount of time, NC State Route 9, that's going to be closed because they have to clean up so much. Of just land and mud and dirt and just everything that slid on this road. It didn't injure anybody. That was a good thing, but it's going to be a while before that road reopens, and that's causing a detour for some people that is quite lengthy for them to get around.
Yeah, what is it, a 40-mile detour?
It's about a 40-mile detour to get around if you're going from Bat Cave to Black Mountain.
So, yeah, so for the folks in Bat Cave, Bat Mountain, and anybody and Black Mountain and anybody having to get in that area, of course, very difficult. Mm-hmm. And there has been loss of life, right?
There has been loss of life. There's a woman who was killed by a landslide in Polk County. And then on Memorial Day, two journalists from WYFF Television in South Carolina, they were in Polk County, and a tree fell on their SUV as they were out reporting. They had just spoken to the fire chief, finished an interview 10 minutes before that incident occurred, and authorities believe that tree fell because the roots gave way because of all the water and the wet ground.
All right. So Governor Cooper declared the area, western North Carolina, in a state of emergency. What does that mean for all of you?
That means once damage is assessed that, some dollars some disaster relief dollars can come into the region faster. And that also allows, that cuts a lot of sort of bureaucratic red tape in getting money in here.
Now, what about the dams? We heard some reports about some dams that were threatened and even evacuations that took place. Tell us more.
Right. This was the Lake Tahoma Dam. Lake Tahoma is in McDowell County. North Carolina, that's east of Asheville, east of Buncombe County, and the dam itself in that lake is about 5 miles northwest of the town of Marion. And that was last week, I believe it was Tuesday, it would have been early Wednesday morning, I believe, that this occurred, where the dam, a landslide hit the dam and triggered some sensors around midnight near the dam. That led to the emergency authorities in the area tweeting that the dam was about to fail because those sensors went off, that there was an imminent failure. So they had to evacuate roughly 2,000 people that live south of that dam. A few hours later, still in darkness, they were able to tell that the dam didn't break, and that sort of was able to begin to calm the situation. But because they couldn't fully inspect the dam until it was daylight, they had to keep the area evacuated for about 10 hours. And it was a pretty scary situation, pretty frantic, because, again, you couldn't tell at night that this was just a landslide that had triggered some sensors and that the dam was okay. You couldn't tell that in the middle of the night.
This reminds people of what happened after storms in 2004. Tell us a little bit about those storms, but actually there were some changes made to emergency preparations and preparedness as a result of what happened in 2004.
Right. In 2004, the last real big flooding of the French Broad and Swannanoa Rivers happened, the, you know, sort of destructive flooding. And that was a lot of that affected the Biltmore Village area of Asheville, which is near the Biltmore Estate. Since then, a lot of at least the businesses in that area, this flood wasn't as bad, but I think a lot of the businesses in the area were now prepared for the possibility that this was going to happen. And one of the things, I had done an interview with an environmental group that had done a study on the health of the French Broad River, which is the main river that comes through, right at the time the flooding had occurred. And they had said one of the things that really helped this situation in the last 14 years or so is that a lot of the industrial sites in Asheville and along both rivers were now there anymore. They were now different things, and some of them were parks. And we were doing the interview in one of the parks that had been flooded out, and it was just a, you know, parks as a planning thing, putting them along a waterway. We kind of think, well, they're beautiful. They do look beautiful. They're very great for, you know, going to walk and do all those sorts of things. But in this particular situation, it's really smart to have parks along rivers and all that sort of stuff, because they just act as floodplains and they prevent a lot of water from going downriver and maybe affecting areas that aren't parks, that are, you know, development areas that are developed, that are homes, that are any number of things. Plus, these were a lot of junkyards and industrial sites that had been cleaned out of the area around the French Broad in Asheville. There was a lot of pollution from a lot of those that come from chemicals that have been stored at those sites.
All right, Matt. Well, wishing you a sunny weekend. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Matt
Thank
Bush,
you.
News Director for Blue Ridge Public Radio in Asheville.